Dab.
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby. Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you.
Good day.
Good luck today.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Bruce is back there. On this show, we do take phone calls. If you'd like to call in, please call 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333. That's the money line. Boys in the back, how are we doing?
How we doing?
Man, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Tony. Had a basically 500 weekend. Football's getting kind of hard to bet on.
Fucking hype boys, dude.
I might have gotten a little boozed up watching the LSU game and put a little too much on that, but...
That was late night. Yeah, that was late night. And,
they were rolling. Then fucking Bo Nix decided to fucking play football again.
Yeah, Bo Nix turned into Bo Vic, and that's just never going to happen ever again. So...
I went 4-4 on Saturday, 3-3 yesterday. 3-1 on the running back unders, though. Should have been 4-0. Saquon hit the over in overtime. How'd you do, pal?
Saturday was good. Well, footy was good. 8-3 footy.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Saw that. Congrats.
College football was not good. 4-7. Mm-hmm. Footy was terrible Sunday. And then 5-3 NFL yesterday. So
college football, Iowa fucking trounced Maryland on Friday night.
That was the one.
BYU and Utah State. Utah State's quarterback got hurt.
He was grooving too.
The knowledge that you got was correct. It just didn't pan out.
Did not.
We did not know that Utah State's amazing quarterback was also going to get fucking injured.
That should
get taken off the board, I think, personal record.
Okay, big spreads. People were taking dogs. Bama covered. Georgia covered. Rutgers covered. Sorry, Ohio State covered Rutgers against Rutgers. Who was the other one? There was more.
I can't believe Rutgers is only a 5-point dog against Michigan State after that. I thought they'd be getting way more.
You think so?
I thought they'd be getting 10.
Now, I don't want to do this. Early research has me looking at the Spartans, which I don't want to do. Maybe Rutgers' team was just too busy watching many Saints, so that was a situation. Stanford beats Oregon in overtime.
Talk about some foul ref play on that. That last whole drive, Stanford had three calls that they shouldn't have got. Pass interference on the defense when it was an offensive pass interference on the game losing should have been incomplete pass. And then they go to overtime. Lost me a bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, the spread was 8 anyways, right?
Yeah, but the live bets were flowing on Saturday. Yeah.
There was a lot of Oregon live betting happening when they went down.
Penn State shuts out IU. Oklahoma does not cover again against Kansas State. I think that's 3 years in a row K-State covers.
Wake Forest fucked us. Fucking 80-yard slant through the
middle. How do you give that up?
I don't know. I knew it was going to happen. I was fading Wake Forest all year. Then I jump on. And
Cincy wins and covers.
Hell yeah.
Love that.
I loved that.
Kentucky wins and covers. What?
I was on Florida.
I know. But that wasn't your fault. Oh, Michigan was the side.
Yeah.
Wisconsin offense stinks.
Yeah, they are dead. They're very, very dead.
Texas A&M's dead. Michigan State covered.
Texas tried not to cover.
Hawaii beat Fresno?
Fade, Operation Fade Hawaii has taken a turn for the worst.
Arizona State blows out UCLA.
I'm all in on Texas.
Texas, that offense is fucked.
Their running back is incredible, dude.
Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, he is a fucking weapon.
Clemson again.
Dead. Connor had Boston College money line.
I remember you texting me that, and that snap to end the game. Ugh. And I will say this continuously every week. Clemson's greatest under team of all time now. They won't give up enough points, and they're not going to score enough to go over.
There's a bad football team. First time out of the top 25 in how long?
A while. A while.
Yeah.
That was some of the top 25. I'm trying to look at bets that we had.
Air Force covered, SMU covered, Troy and South Carolina went under, Boise or Bowling Green went under, Eastern Michigan didn't come home.
UCLA got trounced by fucking Herm Edwards and the boys.
The under in Michigan, Wisconsin, I wasn't fucking thrilled about that one, losing.
Oregon's kind of been shit since they beat Ohio State.
Yeah, they have. Yes, they have. We got another full slate of college football. As the week continues, we'll look at those games and go over them. yesterday, I was 3-3. Ravens come in and just put it on Denver.
Yeah.
It was close for a little bit, but then Denver's offense could do nothing.
Drew Locke throws the best deep ball to nobody.
He really does.
He just fucking airs that thing. As soon as he came in, it was over.
Yeah, I mean, he's played scout team quarterback all year, and then they also lose their second best receiver in the game at the time. I mean, fuck, man. Yeah. They have so many injuries. I said it on the show. I was terrified of that game. I hated watching it.
Seattle covers plus the 3.
Hell yeah.
Washington money line. Jesus Christ. Roughing the passer calls are getting out.
All of it, Tony. It's not roughing the passer. The refs fucking stink. Like, it's continued. Last night, they didn't even know the rules. They literally did not know the rules. They changed the call 5 times. The PI they called at the end of the game, the miss false start. Like, it goes both ways. Like, it was, I don't know.
It's a fucking epidemic.
It is terrible.
Steelers stink.
Dolphins look good.
Bills, pretty easy cover on that 17, 40-0. Bears, that was always the side. Back room.
10 years from
now. Hey, back now, room. It was always the Bears.
I knew it was the fucking Bears, and it was the Cardinals. I could.
We didn't know Laser was calling the plays, all right?
That Bill changed everything. Laser
as soon
is
as that
the guy.
Fucking game started, I knew it was the Cardinals.
Cowboys cover.
Yeah, see you at the Super Bowl, Tony. That defense is unreal. Trey Diggs probably going to win defensive MVP.
Especially when you got the refs in your fucking pocket if you're the Cowboys as well.
Hey, we've been saying it. The refs been calling dog shit all the way throughout everything.
That was a fumble, and you know it.
Yeah, I know that was a fumble, but guess what? That's not the only shitty call of the weekend. There was other shitty calls in that game.
Mitt, I love you're just, instead of just like being happy that the Cowboys are actually a good team, you go to the extent of just Super Bowl or bust.
Have to.
I mean, lifelong Cowboys fan, we talk about winning the Super Bowl every single year. We are going to win it this year.
Consuela told me we fucking gonna win this year, dude.
Hey, dude, it's the Cowboys this year, and if we don't win it this year, it's gonna be next year. Am I the first Cowboys fan you ever met?
10 years from now, they're gonna talk about the Dolphins team last year and maybe one of the greatest years they've ever had, because that was an anomaly.
Oh, you mean last year?
This team fucking stinks. They turned Laremy Tunsil into the worst offensive line of all time. And that, we talk about it all the time. Stack all the draft picks you want. If you can't draft, you fucking stink.
Who's drafted for you guys? Tannenbaum?
Chris Greer. He's probably got Tannenbaum on the horn, too.
Browns-Vikings.
Browns tried to
3 points in the entire second half.
Just kick a field goal, dude.
Baker misses that wide-open Odell that would have fucking sealed it. Stefanski hates field goals. Hates them.
I just don't understand, like, they pound the ball. Like, they pride themselves on that. And then with the game on the line, second and third down, they just go deep ball. I mean, Patriots did it last night, too. Like, second and eight, third and eight, both deep balls to the corner to AB. Like, it was fucking insane.
I had in my notes, teams that could have kicked a field goal in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And didn't, they went for it. Browns. It didn't end up biting him in the ass. Texans, that game was out. Saints, probably could have kicked a field goal. Probably win that game. Football team wouldn't have had the end in the Lions multiple times.
Did the Lions try and kick a field goal, or did they fumble?
They just fumbled everything away.
That's not on Coach Campbell.
Congrats to the Giants on getting their first win.
Yeah. Danny Dimes quietly having a good season.
That game was under until it went to the fucking overtime.
I mean, the Titans. Fuck.
Did Danny Dimes hit his over rushing total?
He did when I got it earlier in the week at 22.5.
Uh-huh.
I doubled down on it, got it again on Sunday when the line had moved to 27.5. Unfortunately, Daniel got hooked. The hook got us. He only got 27 yards. Oof.
Jets, congrats on your win.
I hate the Jets.
Why?
I just can't do it.
Why?
I mean, fuck off, dude.
Because Zach Wilson's a prima donna BYU loser. And whoa. The Jets, Utah State fan can say it. And the Jets, honestly, they stink. They did not deserve to cover or win that game.
Yes, they
Tennessee
did.
Titans, no, the Tennessee Titans blew it. They blew it, and that's all that there is.
Chiefs, congrats. Hey, you guys were there the day the Chiefs covered a game.
I was going to die with that. And guess what? I'll die on that hill this weekend, too.
You mean, are you taking the Chiefs over the Bills?
Yeah, because everyone's going to hammer the Bills, and it's going to be down to 1 point probably by game time.
Is it already down?
It was -3 it opened at.
Yeah, and I jumped on it. It's still -3.
Yeah, that thing's going down. What about 90% of the money and the bets being on the Bucks and the spread going down to -6.5 before game time?
You knew
what
it.
What a fucking move.
That's a beautiful reverse
what
line
a
move.
Fucking move.
Just an absolute beautiful reverse line move. speaking of that, Public was on the Saints. Nope. Public's on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Good for the Public.
Hell yeah.
Public, good for us, Gump.
Public us. Was on the Texans.
Texans?
Yeah, 52%. So, I mean, Public was on the Boys. Good for the Public. Public was on the Browns. Good for the Public. Public was on the Lions.
That was the one, man.
Public
so
was on the Titans.
Pissed I didn't take the fucking
Public
Bears.
Was on the Finns. Public was on the football team. There you go.
I was talked into taking the Finns.
Public was on the Seahawks. It was because of that fucking injury report. Public was on the Rams. Public was on the Pack. They covered. Public was on the Ravens. They covered. And the Bucks. They did not.
Yeah, the Patriots covering that game was that was what was going to happen all along. Had to. That was going to be a close game.
Pat's covering?
Yeah, and yep. That's how it was going to go.
Cardinals dominated Seahawks comfortably after the first quarter. Ravens, Bucks.
We got a banger of a Thursday night or two.
Yeah, little preview of next week's games. We'll get to tonight's game in a second. Rams, Seahawks. Seahawks are home puppies.
Yeah. Thank you.
I haven't looked at that one yet.
Thank you very much.
Jets are going to the Falcons. Falcons are 3.5-point faves.
I know
it's the Jets. I don't know if the Falcons should be that big of faves over anybody.
Atlanta is in every game, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They blew out Philly. They were there with the box until the end, then they started throwing picks.
No, Philly blew them out.
Philly blew Atlanta out. Oh, yeah, shit. They're not that bad. I'll die with them for sure. I will.
I've been saying it, dude. It's the Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, new head coach. Next 2 years, they're going to make the playoffs one of these years. They do it every time.
Oh, so you're saying
they're going to
stink again. You're saying they're good.
Yeah, they're going to be a good football team. Matty Ice gets a new head coach. It's happened twice already.
I love Artie Smith.
Eagles are 3.5-point dogs going to Carolina.
Thank you.
Carolina.
Yeah, what are we talking about? There's a thought that McCaffrey might be back.
Bucks are 10.5 against the Finns.
Yeah, that should be about 89. I get the Dolphins at +97.
Football team is a 1.5 home dog against the Saints.
I love Washington, dude. I don't know why.
Who knows?
Their lines just always, whenever you see their line, when you see them getting, I took it opening week and they were +2 at home against the Chargers. I don't know what the Saints are. It's Jekyll and Hyde, dude. Every week is completely different.
The Jacksonville Joey K. Fingers are +4 at home against the Tennessee Titans.
How did that drop from -4.5? Are they going to win one for the Gipper?
I think it's win one for this week.
I respect it, dude. If Jacksonville wins after that, fucking crown him. Give Urban. Put Urban on your shoulders. Fucking Gate. He still doesn't get. He hasn't got the Gatorade shower yet, so he'll get it if they win. After all that. Let's go, Urban.
He's going to cream his pants, dude.
I mean, if not, they will beat us in London next week.
Jags 4-point home dogs.
Ooh. It's a live one. It's a live one.
Vikings are 7.5 home faves against the Lions.
That's too much.
Lions, Jesus Christ.
That is too much.
Steelers are home faves against Broncos. You want to touch that one?
No, I don't think I will.
That is too much.
Nah.
Steelers should be 10-point dogs in Drew every game they play.
If Drew Lock's starting, I will take the Steelers' money line.
Bengals, 3.5-point dogs at home against the Pack. Tony, you might like the Bengies this week.
Nah.
Actually, Joe Mixon's probably out. So.
Yeah. It's
9-point home pup fighting Daves.
When the hell is Tyrod Taylor coming back?
I don't know. The Patriots look
You
like,
can't put anything on any – you can't downgrade Josh Allen or Davis Mills for that game. They're playing in a fucking torrential downpour.
Don't. That's – don't – yeah, Josh Allen, fine. Dick Mills. Come on, Tony.
I was wrong on Davy Mills, man.
Don't say you need to see another week. I need to see it another week. Mills.
I do. Dude,
this guy's the worst.
He's not bad.
Bill's record against fucking rookie quarterbacks.
Well, no, I'm not saying he's going to play good against Bill. I'm just saying I like Davy Mills.
How? Tony, I was on the Davy Mills drum when he was getting drafted. I'm already out on the guy, and I like the team now.
What do you think? I should base my life decisions off of what you fucking think?
I'm just wondering how you're not out on the guy. He stinks.
Thought he threw a great ball against the fucking Panthers.
Yeah, he can't even help out fighting Coach Daves. They have a squad down there.
No, they don't.
Tyrod.
Raiders are 5.5-point favorites at home against the Bears.
Yeah, but fucking they're throwing Andy Dalton back in. Like this, Matt Nagy is a fucking asshole. I'm sorry. He really is.
He's sorry about. Don't be sorry. He's an asshole.
He is. Like, what, every week.
He couldn't hate that fucking Billy Lazor was getting some fucking positive cred.
That facility, it must be like fucking Groundhog Day. Fucking every week, Matt Nagy walks in, Andy Dalton's the starter. Like, they go around telling everybody on the team.
They have it fucking hanging from signs. Chargers are +1 right now at home against the Browns.
I'll die with the Browns again. That defense is, man.
Cowboys 7-point favorites at home against the Giants. Cards are 5.5-point favorites against Trey Lance led 49ers.
That opened 4.5.
You know what side we're going to be on then?
This is a classic.
Give me Trey.
Yeah, this is a classic. Niners lose by 4.
Chiefs are 3-point favorites against the Bills.
-104, though. Let's get that down to 2.5.
Yeah, I like the Bills, obviously.
I know, but the Bills lost to the Steelers, and realistically, they beat two dog shit teams.
True.
They played nobody good.
What about the Chiefs?
That's his Sunday.
No, I'm saying, what about them?
The Chefs?
Yeah.
The Chiefs are the Chiefs, so they've been there. They've done it.
And then Ravens are 7-point home favorites against the Colts.
I mean...
Colts?
Yeah. That's going to get up, too, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to hammer the Ravens.
Now, remember, everything that we say today is Monday. It's very early in the week. I haven't looked at any of the numbers besides the actual spread number. Things can change. But early indications. All right, tonight. The line is 3. It's in Los Angeles. 51.5 is the total. Do you have a pick on this game?
Yeah. I think the Chargers are still growing, getting better.
Okay.
I don't think the Raiders can play any better than they've played.
Okay.
Chargers -3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
The Dolphins almost beat the Raiders last week.
True. But different week.
Yeah. But I think the Chargers are... New coach, they're really starting to cook. I feel like this -3. I feel like they win by a touchdown here.
Man, are you picking something on today's game? Tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going into the Monday night game 4-5. It's really tough, and I just need that win record.
You're chasing.
So I'm counting these as two plays, the over and Chargers. I think it's still at +3, right?
It's
why
3.
Why do a parlay, dude?
Because that's only technically one play, and I need to get to 6-5.
It's a units, dude. Just say it's a two-unit play.
That's not how we do it.
That's how Mitt does it.
Mitt, is that how you do it?
That's how I do it when I am live betting. And
well, yeah, no shit.
That's kind of dumb.
How the fuck did Baylor not cover on Saturday? All they had, they literally, I mean, college football.
I almost had a heart attack both days this weekend.
See, NFL, when you watch a game, you can go, okay, like, I was on the wrong side. I get it. You know, like, Titans maybe should have covered, but I was like, you know, they didn't have, I just picked it as a fade the Jets. I understand.
Yep.
College football, there is no rhyme or reason. Auburn was dead. LSU was dog walking them. Same with UCLA, Arizona State. UCLA hot out of the gates. Then fucking Herm Edwards and fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Who else does he got over?
Fighting Herm Edwards.
No, he's got somebody with him.
Who went there? Fuck, I can't
remember. Marvin Lewis.
Yes, Marv's there.
Herm and Marvin fucking changed the game plan on old Chip Kelly, and UCLA never scores again.
Well, Chip going against NFL coaches never fucking worked out great for him.
Chip, if you start losing, take the visor off at least. Switch to the hat.
Tonight's matchup statistics. Vegas is 30th in the league in yards per rush. The Chargers are 32nd in stopping the rush.
Jacob's game time?
Or I don't know if he's in or not, to be honest. Chargers are 22nd rushing. Vegas 29th in stopping the rush. Both those teams are 28th and 24th as far as rushing attempts, so... not as important as these.
Jacobs is a game time.
Okay. Vegas is number 9th in passing attempts. They're 6th in yards per pass. Chargers are 12th in stopping the pass. Opponent's yards per pass. So a little bit of an advantage to Vegas there. And then the Chargers are 5th in passing attempts, 15th in yards per pass. And Vegas has actually been 5th in stopping the pass. Here's the thing with the Raiders. Them being 5th in opponent's yards per pass, they've played the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Dolphins. Not exactly the three best passing teams in the world.
I mean, speak for yourself, Tony.
Dolphins really good passing team?
Fuck, Jacoby was slinging it yesterday when he wasn't running for his damn life, dude. Austin Jackson was drafted 18th overall. Possibly worst O-lineman of all time. Of all time. And that is not exaggeration.
I don't have a pick for tonight.
Tony.
I know. You fucking say it, Tony, every time.
Is this a gambling show or what?
I tried. I fucking looked all day for an angle for this game. I don't got one.
You're not taking an under?
No.
Take here.
Help. You're not taking an over just because you don't take overs?
Oh, there is actually a boost that's not bad, actually.
I mean, I was looking at...
oh, the Derek Carr boost isn't bad. Derek like Carr just throw a touchdown.
I was looking at the under, but then these teams are 2nd and 4th in tempo.
Justin Herbert, throw two or more passing TDs and Chargers to win, plus 160.
Two touchdown passes and the...
Chargers to win. Just win.
That's not terrible.
I like that.
What?
Derek Carr to have one or more passing touchdowns in each half. What? Plus 200.
We like it or no?
I like
this one.
I hate touchdown props.
Justin Herbert to throw two TDs or more in Chargers to win, plus 160.
Oh,
you're not going to like what's coming out of here, Pat.
Huh?
We got a host of a gambling show who won't make a pick.
Oh, no.
What's the deal?
I don't know what to fucking do tonight. Do you?
I picked the Chargers just because what AJ picked. You know what I mean? Just because that's what AJ picked. But I like the Chargers, I think. Actually, even though this is Raiders season.
My heart says Chargers. My numbers, though, say Raiders.
The numbers. No. How'd the numbers do this weekend?
Pretty good. I was when we picked every game, because when you and AJ do it, I do it on my own. It was 8-5.
Was it the numbers or you?
That's numbers.
So numbers are 8-5 this weekend?
Yeah. What do the numbers say tonight, Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Make the pick, Tony.
Take the Raiders, Tony.
You're saying trust the numbers.
Quote the Raiders. Trust your numbers, dude. What are you going to have numbers for that go 8-5 if you're not going to trust them?
Well, I love Justin Herbert. I don't want to pick against Justin Herbert.
Five losses is a lot of losses.
The pick. Make the pick, Tony.
I'll think about it. We still got a lot of show left.
Hey, you know what I'm going to pick?
What?
Twitter over Instagram every single time.
Because Instagram's down?
Instagram's down. Facebook's down. I guess Twitter WhatsApp down? Is down.
Twitter, stock market's Twitter's down. Fighting for its life right now.
No.
No.
Twitter on life support?
I don't know. There's a couple different theories cooking around about Twitter, but maybe it's because the overabundance of humans that are currently on Twitter maybe is slowing it down a little bit. Because I think everybody on all these other platforms are coming back home to Twitter, which will always be running.
We'll be here.
And we'll always have information 10 times faster than everybody else. Twitter, I couldn't live without Twitter, so I'm happy they're doing their thing.
Thank you, Twitter.
Thank you, Twitter, and YouTube, by the way, obviously.
And YouTube.
Is Urban trying to take down the internet?
Can't see the video there.
Trying to wipe
Urban it. Could be. This could be Urban.
Feels like.
Yeah, you take down the whole internet, if you can't see a video that's on the internet, who's the idiot, me or you?
I didn't know people were still on Facebook.
A lot of people on Facebook, dude. Old Reliable for the old folks.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook owns Instagram.
Well, I know that. Man.
What did Mitt say? I didn't hear it.
Facebook owns Instagram.
What does that have to do with people being on Facebook?
Well, that's why if one's out, the other's out, I think is what Mitt's trying to say. And Mitt's just connecting the dots, dude. Yeah.
He's a big
guy. What about TikTok? TikTok down?
No. TikTok's up. We're riding.
I didn't know TikTok's still going.
We're riding.
WhatsApp is done.
We're riding.
Stock market, I guess, going down too.
Stock market's done?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
What's going on with crypto? Might not be screwed here.
What?
Is crypto surging right now?
Crypto was. I haven't checked my phone since the show started.
Bro, it's a decentralized currency that you have to have currency to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and I just buy it when it's going down, and then I sell it whenever it's up back up again.
How does that work, though? I don't know.
Did you hear Mitt's quote from Friday that he came up with?
Go ahead.
You're either hot or you're due.
I think I've heard that from him before, haven't I?
I say a lot of things a lot.
Yeah.
Remember that, Nick?
I did remember that.
I wrote it down.
I took that to heart this weekend.
I did.
Well, you're either hot or you're due. That means I'm fucking due, dude.
You and me both, man.
Are you mocking at it because he's ice cold back there? Or are you is this like a Ram Dass teaching?
He's not ice cold.
It's something he likes to say.
Just something he likes to say.
Where's the shirt, Mitt?
Oh, you're saying he did not obviously create that line.
Yeah, but he's...
He's claiming it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you guys getting a little... Because you're thinking see you at the window, potentially...
See you at the window.
See you at the window, dude.
Did you steal? Yeah, I'm starting to.
That's hot you're... with his sayings. So he's due for another one.
Checks out.
He's also.
Hey, I created that. And then, Tony, you created one of the best sayings of all time.
Oh, no.
Faith, family.
That's not a saying.
Football.
What?
What?
Those are the five pillars.
My job. What?
My job. And?
My gambling record.
Faith, family, football has been around for a long time.
I know. I grew up in every single one of my houses. My mom had that printed and posted everywhere.
Urban could actually work on all three of those things.
Football. Right? Yeah, legit, because legit. Family right there above football. But guess what in real life?
Hey, hubby. Look at the sun.
I understand you can't meet with God, but right now you can meet with the family. That's awesome.
The Mitt's calling Cowboys Super Bowl.
I have been saying I will see you guys at the Super Bowl for... This whole year.
Put that on a shirt. I'll see you at the Super Bowl.
See you at the Super Bowl.
They look good, to be honest. Bless you.
God bless.
I think I had something getting my eye. Is there... Legit, as I came in here, I'm just sneezing. I got something in my eye. I think
Cowboys plus 1,900 still.
That's right in my face. I'll take that one.
To win the Super Bowl.
Don't count out the Jags.
Especially with the...
Jags. I want the Jags to beat the Titans this weekend. That would be awesome.
Especially coming out of this game for Herbs.
Win one for the Gipper.
Hey, they might.
Where's it at?
It's in Jacksonville.
That's going to be hot.
It's in the Ville.
A.J. Brown and Julio playing or no?
I don't know.
I think they rested them against the Jets because they didn't think they needed them.
That was a mistake.
Turns out they would have.
That was a fucking mistake.
Actually, no. They should have just handed the ball off to Derrick Henry.
Could have.
Why did they were down 7 and late, and they could have just handed it off, tied that thing.
You are seeing flashes of Miami Dolphins Tannehill show up this year.
Oh.
What's that mean? Is that because Arthur Smith is gone?
Why you got that fucking shit ain't grin on your face when you say that?
What's that all about?
I was just telling you what I see.
That's unbelievable.
Colts, congrats.
Fucking big time winners. That's all we do, dude. That's all we do. We win. Dolphins stink, though. Listen, I'm a Dolphins backer, but...
Fair and honest.
Like, watching... Exactly. Fins up, dude. The Colts did not play a good game. That's the issue.
The Dolphins dominated the first half and had 3 points.
The Colts did not play a good game at all, and they dominated the Dolphins in the end.
Yeah. Colts inside the 10 is still an issue.
What are we doing?
Still an issue.
What are we doing? Just get some trickeries. I mean, did you see Bill Belichick run a double reverse pass in the fourth quarter? Like,
luckily,
just get some creativity
on the one third down What's his name? The big tight end was wide open.
Jack Doyle or Mo Alley Cox?
Mo Alley Cox.
Mo Alley Cox, a grown ass man. Dude, he threw that dude.
7 feet tall.
And then on the next one where he scored, there was that phantom pass roughing the passer call on the fucking Dolphins.
Can't have it. These refs aren't great.
They're getting worse.
Dude, the worst. Refs aren't great. They're the worst.
I think offense pass interference was a point of emphasis internally this past weekend, I think. But also, these refs. Can we not just put somebody on a goddamn Xbox controller in every single stadium and just have them look at the video and just tell the refs what they're doing and what they're not doing?
I just don't get why you want to be involved so much. Like last night, Patriots Bucks. Like there were so many calls.
This game ain't about you.
Yeah, there were so many calls that didn't have to be made that you made. Like
ticky tack.
Yeah, like for no reason. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about that Jets Titans game?
What a joke.
That review.
Oh, my God.
That ref's pants need to be tightened down 4 or 5 sizes.
Oh, my God.
He looked like he was wearing Klon pants out there. What are they doing? What are they doing? I don't know how the ref thing gets better. I honestly don't. You need somebody in the next. You need FaZe Clan. You need FaZe Clan's Madden player.
Yep.
Go through a referee certificate thing, an entire course. Maybe not going to give it to everybody. You have to earn it. And then have them on a goddamn Xbox controller with all the replays live in time so they can use their little left digit and replay, zoom in, do the whole thing, and then be like, nah, it ain't, pick it up and move it on. You know what I mean? Why aren't they doing that yet? We have it. We have the capability.
Pat, I don't really think FaZe Clan has a Madden player, but I would be open to definitely be getting that job because these refs fucking stink. I could definitely do that shit.
Man, I don't know if you're the guy we put in there as the first example, but I think after you get certified, we put you in there for sure.
Yeah, he's a guy.
Bill, you're about to come in here. Bill knows FaZe Clan. Bill, is FaZe Clan got a Madden guy?
Bill's not welcome here.
Why? Because he's an optic guy?
Yeah.
I like optic too.
I'm not sure if they actually have like a professional Madden player, but I did mean to bring this up. FaZe Clan has been under scrutiny. A couple of their members got caught up selling a fake crypto to kids.
So?
What the fuck? How come you didn't tell me this?
I meant to bring that up like 3 different commercial breaks.
All those fucking idiot kids shouldn't have their parents' credit card buying fucking crypto.
They sold a hashtag save the kids coin, and it never materialized anything.
They learned a very valuable lesson.
Why didn't you tell me this?
We literally talked about FaZe
Clan. FaZe
Clan. 20 fucking minutes, Bill.
Bill, why didn't you come interrupt me?
Those kids learned a very valuable life lesson.
So my issue is whenever I'm like
don't
clipping,
buy fake money.
I'm
on
like
the
3 minutes behind, so I put on the headphones and you'd already be past the topic and be like, okay, I'll get him at the commercial break, and then I completely forgot.
Oh,
to
but
do
you
it.
Made time to get your fucking
Bill.
He's too Urban busy Meyer thinking
chicken
about his
fingers
chicken fingers joke.
Hey, that was a good joke. Keep taking those swings, obviously, but God damn it, tell me if I'm pushing some criminally. Morally corrupt organization.
I think everything's good on it now, but
Urban Meyer's fried tuna sticks, dude.
I'm intrigued to see this Washington football team thing plays out too.
Apparently it's nothing to do with
nothing
the team.
Nothing to do with the team.
So it's played out.
That's what they said.
As far as we're concerned,
well,
it's played
just
out.
See what happened, you know.
Nothing I think he made no comment.
Nick, is this report true that Facebook isn't just done?
It's dead?
It's gone.
So I saw earlier that it was removed from like
it's been
DNS,
deleted off the internet.
Yeah, routing tables, which would mean like if you typed in facebook.com, it wouldn't resolve to anything. But I don't know.
It's gone.
I mean, I don't know code well. I need to go to Code Academy. But those numbers I'm looking at aren't good.
No.
Look at this 31, 31, 129, 134, 47, 33. That basically means in the coding world, I want the Code Academy learners. Fucked, dude. Fucked.
Facebook and Instagram's down. How are we supposed to know if we're supposed to get the vaccine booster?
Oh, we need to reach out to Vandal, too, by the way. I need to ask them a question.
You better be careful, Gump.
Hey, hold on. We tried to get that guy. Did that happen or not? Did we talk to him?
So, if you saw on the internet last night, a man from Indiana posted a $500 10-leg parlay to win $126,000, I think.
Let's go, cuz. This is what we do around here. Let's make all the money from FanDuel, cuz.
Last night, before the Pats game, had Tampa, there was a $31,000 cash out option. I know that he put, I believe, $2,000 or $3,000 on the Pats at plus 200 money line, so a little bit of a hedge there. That didn't happen. So today, FanDuel... what was it? You can normally not bet more than whatever.
15,000 is what he got.
15,000. We contacted FanDuel. I believe he's going to hedge for the 45, I think.
Yeah, so there was a question on whether or not he could hedge, and then there was this entire thing, and you might have said this, you might not have. I was literally looking into it to see what had happened yet. And for some reason, they wouldn't allow his bet thing to be a full hedge. He wouldn't have been able to fully hedge or whatever. And I think it's a regulatory issue as opposed to a FanDuel issue, I think, because you can't you can't jump your normal bet. There's like an entire thing that all these sports books, as this becomes legalized, the regulators, whoever the hell they are, all you know is regulators this, regulators that, they want to make sure it's as safe and as fun as possible. So that means even the littlest of things have to get okayed by regulators, because the regulators have to look out for not only the people and the customers, but also the customers who maybe don't look out for themselves in situations. So when a bet is like 50 or 100x what you normally bet, the regulators can potentially come in and say like, hey,
red light goes off.
This is not a normal bet. What is he potentially intoxicated? And this is like maybe a mortgage. Like, who knows? You don't know. So with gambling becoming legalized, and hopefully for the better for everybody, because sports is much better whenever you have the ability to wager what is within your budget on a game. It just makes everything so much better. It's been happening in England forever. Every corner has a bookie of some sort. I'm happy that sports are buying into this, but the regulators want it to be as safe as possible so it can continue to grow. So I don't know if that was a FanDuel thing or a regulators thing that he wasn't able to hedge, but I think they're getting it fixed. That's what I was literally just trying to check out.
Well, and he just texted me. By the way, he helped, good guy, helped me and Zeke get cars. His name's
here
Sean.
In Indiana, he's a car salesman.
Yeah, his name's Sean. He actually said, I'm only going to hedge for $10,000. I love the bet. I'm sticking with it.
Let's go, dude. Hey, let's go. He could have won for another $5,000, by the way. I think it was like $15,400.
He's got Chargers tonight, -3 to win $126,000.
Was it just money line?
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Chargers -3.
I thought he had a money line.
I thought it was all money line. Yeah. It was like Buccaneers money
Bucks
line.
Were money line.
Nope, -3.
Really? Yeah. Oh, he's going to be sweating it. How about Bucks game last night, him fucking sweating that because he said no to 31,000?
Correct.
I thought about him as the thing was going back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God. How did he not cash out of that?
I would have already cashed out.
I got a mad respect, though, dude. Keep it going.
No, he said, I love my original bet. Hedge him for $10,000.
I'd love to see the Chargers smack the Raiders.
Me too.
Nice coming out party for the boys.
Me too.
SoFi Stadium, why not? Austin Eckler was great on the show. Why not?
Great on the show.
Good coach.
Why not?
Yeah,
but also the Raiders win games, and you don't think they're going to win. That's kind of the
big
thing.
I just feel
like
the Raiders might. Like, I don't think the Raiders can do better than they've been doing. I could be very wrong.
And the Chargers have played. Football team, they won.
Yep.
Cowboys have been very good. They lost. They probably should have won that game.
Yeah, it was close.
Chiefs, they beat.
Yep.
Those are good football teams.
Absolutely.
Raiders have played the Dolphins, Ravens, and Steelers.
Good football teams.
I love good football teams, dude. This Facebook outage is way bigger issue than I think some realize.
Who said that?
Jay Eckert here.
Shit.
Or they're willing to admit their entire DNS record has been wiped from the internet across all root servers. So either this is the most sophisticated and coordinated hack of all time or the biggest human error ever, says Jay Eckert. Dude, Jay Eckert doesn't fuck around either.
I hope it's not a sophisticated and coordinated attack, because first 2 weeks of 911, it's on Fox, great show. They had a sophisticated and coordinated attack that took down the entire power grid in Los Angeles for 10 days. That's not good. Can't lose power.
Not for 10 days either.
No.
Did Rob Lowe figure it out?
Rob Lowe's actually on 911 Lone Star.
Oh, you watched the regular one?
Hey, Rob Lowe's also on a commercial that Jim Irsay put together around here.
Tony Dungy.
He looks good. Tony Dungy has goggles on.
Safety glasses on. Just doing some woodwork.
Anyways, I like our pick for the Chargers tonight. Are you betting the Chargers tonight? Attaboy, Tone. It's gambling show,
Tone. It's a good pick, Tony.
It's gambling show, Tone.
You're different, Tone. That's a good pick.
I don't know.
It's a gambling show. People expect this from you. You're one of the greatest gamblers on earth right now.
Maybe, come on,
maybe
Tone.
The greatest.
Come on, Tone.
Come on, Tone.
Come on, Tone.
Come on now, Tone.
Let Tone beat the Buffs.
Casey from Hawaii, what's your question?
Howdy.
Classic deflection, like Facebook.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, boys? I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. This is my first year trying this whole sports gambling thing out. You guys been increasing my units.
Thank you, Casey.
So, yeah, just thank you for that. I also did have a question. You know, when you guys are looking to tease down some of these spreads. For example, the Ravens, plus or minus 7.
Yeah.
Are these something that you guys kind of look at when you fade the public, or is this kind of something that you use a whole different look at when you try and tease?
All right, Casey, with teasers, especially in football, you're looking at key numbers. Key numbers in the NFL and in football are 3, 7, 10. So you're looking at whatever team you like and then teasing it hopefully through two key numbers. So if you're teasing from 7 to 0, those are key numbers because it's basically money line and you're going through 3 and you're also going through 7. Or even if you like the other side, if you like the Colts and you're teasing them up, you're going through 7, 10, and then potentially 14. Those are all key numbers. It's basically whatever side you like and then tease it through key numbers, if that makes sense to you.
You see?
That's Tony Keyes.
And don't go through to 0.
Oh, no, you're not supposed zero, to do that. You will get put on a stick.
You will.
Publicly. Don't do it publicly, at least. If you're going to do it, keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did it publicly one time, and I got murdered. It won, but I got murdered.
No, it doesn't matter if it won or not.
Well, people are saying the reason why I'm in the current schneid that I'm currently in is because of what I did then. That's not what you want, dude. You don't want that in your life.
But no, the most common teaser is you take a 6 or 7 point favorite and get them down to basically where they just have to win.
Hell yeah. Like the Saints last night.
Same game. What do you got, kid?
All right, this is a juicy one.
Okay.
How many is the big uni?
No, this is like a half unit, I would say.
Oculus is down. What?
No way.
Oh, I just got back in there. I'm 8 fights in.
Yeah, it's probably.
Unfortunately, are they
coming for everybody?
Darkness is here.
Anything related to Facebook is going to.
Hello, darkness.
And then people are just going to keep trying to ping.
I just started working out.
And get to these sites, and it's going to bog everything else down.
Yeah, everything is going down today. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, but not the Chargers.
Stay alive.
Thank you, Anon.
Thank you, YouTube and Twitter.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, YouTube.
Thank you, Anon.
Whoa. Careful.
I didn't put a letter in front of it, so.
It's just any anonymous group?
Yeah. Go ahead, Connor.
All right.
As long as FanDuel's alive, we're good.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Well, hopefully, what about cable?
So I put out a tweet earlier. It said,
I don't have cable.
I couldn't live without Twitter. Thank God this isn't down. And then Twitter started having problems, and there was errors happening. Well, so people thought I potentially jinxed all of Twitter. Which
right after you tweeted.
It's literally as soon as I tweeted it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was fucking gloating. Can't be doing that. Can't be gloating.
It's almost like the hackers were like, oh, did we forget about Twitter? Did we leave that off by accident, and then they went back in.
No, because the hackers need Twitter to spread the word.
I would like to make a public service announcement, by the way.
Okay.
If the hackers want you, they're going to get you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, you can set the password however many times you want. These people, did you read the code that they're putting out there? 157-240-42103-157-42 with 119300-MS. Like, if these people...
Those are just IP addresses.
Huh?
Those are just IP addresses.
Whatever they are, if they're going to crack into it, they're going to get you. That's, I think we all learned this today. Yeah. If they want you, they're going to get you. Hey, hackers, wherever you're going for, good luck out there. Hope you guys end this thing soon, though. It'd be nice to, maybe get back in the Oculus.
Connor.
Yes.
Same game, me.
Okay. I like the over, 51.5.
Okay.
I like Justin Herbert over 299.5 passing yards and Derek Carr over 284 passing yards.
Okay.
Derek Carr over 6.5 rushing yards.
Okay.
Keenan Allen, 90 plus yards receiving. Mike Williams, 90 plus yards receiving.
200 yard receivers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, 95, 91, maybe 100, 190. And this is where it gets really interesting, Tony. Double result, Vegas leading at half, draw at the end of the game. I'm talking overtime, baby. That's right.
What does this pay out?
You throw all that together, $15 to win $5,000.
Hold on, what is it? Wait, Las Vegas Raiders?
Double result. Yeah, Las Vegas to lead at the half, draw at the end of the game.
End of regulation or the full game?
End of regulation.
Oh.
So it goes to overtime, that hits with the double result. It would be electric if it was complete draw. That would be cool if this was betting on a tie. The other one I like, and this
other one I like,
and this isn't a parlay. This is a match special.
Okay.
plus 7,500, Derek Carr and Justin Herbert to have 400 passing yards each.
Oh, I kind of like that one.
I like the over.
Plus what?
Plus 7,500.
I'm taking that with you.
I like the over.
Shoot the lights out.
Sling the rock. Derek Carr's thrown for, he threw for 400 against the Ravens.
That's my bet tonight, too.
And I can see Herbert throwing for 400 against the Raiders. It's not like neither of these teams. I mean, granted, the Chargers may be able to cover everybody on the Raiders.
But nobody can cover Waller.
Yeah, Derwin James, if there's anybody, it's him. But they're still going to throw the ball 60 times. So I'm banking on that. D-Butt also mentioned that apparently the Chargers are not good against the run. Is that, do your numbers tell you that, Tony?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so then I also have, and, you know, bear with me now.
Chargers are 32nd in the league, opponent yards per rush.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's last.
This is another half-uniter here.
Okay.
Alec Ingold score. They're bad against the run, hand to the fullback. Why not? On the goal line. Keenan Allen score. Peyton Barber. He was their backup, kind of their third string, but he's gotten a lot of touches. Score.
Okay.
And, of course, Austin Eckler. Score.
Awesome.
Those four.
Those are all fucking beautiful.
We got a couple others, but if I hand them out, then you know what happens.
Yeah.
Obviously. I like Austin Eckler over receiving yards.
Ooh.
It's at 39.5. He's gone over that twice in the past two games.
Yeah.
And I'm also, this one's a little more
risque.
A little risque. Justin Herbert over 14.5 rushing yards. He's only done it once. But I feel like Max Crosby gets back there in the backfield wreaking havoc. Mm-hmm. He might take off.
I hear you.
Hey. Darren Waller anytime touchdown plus 135.
And that Derek Carr over 6.5 yards rushing, that seems like.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Bosa coming around the edge.
Some of these same game parlays you start piecing together. Like I was just following along with you there, and then I saw some other options I put in there. I mean, the amount of money you can accrue very quickly there with things that seem so obvious is wild.
Yeah. Crazy.
If you get, you know, if you get selective, not like Raiders at halftime and then draw at the end, which might happen, by the way, might it happen. But I think as you scroll through there, there's some shit.
It might
happen, but there's it some might. Stuff that's like, well, that has to happen.
I mean, if you throw in like a defensive touchdown for either team, it's like plus 450.
You just boost that thing all the way up.
Yeah, there is a thought, and I'm not saying I did this.
Here's the secret one.
But there
are you putting this one public? Is this one you're not saying?
No, I'm just saying there is a thought, both quarterbacks to score a touchdown.
Ooh.
Yeah, Herbert will run, dude.
Herbert will run. Derek Carr. You know, he's more athletic than you think.
Yeah,
you know?
more athletic than you think he is.
And also, you never know. One of the defenses might score as well.
Jake from Philly, what do you got?
Hey, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
Oh, anytime touchdown score is all down.
That, since Connor's a little flaky on the anytime touchdown parlay, I got one for you.
Okay.
I just gave two.
So tonight I got Waller, Eckler, Mike Williams, and Peyton Barber all to score a tutty. I picked it up early in the week at 2,200. Then I got, for this coming week as a Steeler fan, I am sadly going to be taking the Broncos plus 1.5. Gumpy, as of right now, Josh is a game time decision. And something else a little further down the road for you boys, Van Jefferson's father is the receiving coach in Arizona.
Oh.
Next time they play in a division game, I'm taking Van Jefferson to score another tutty.
Okay. Not bad.
Jefferson's unbelievable, by the way.
Yeah.
Good.
He's so good.
Very good. That whole wide receiver core is great.
I don't know how that game was so fucking boring, dude. Kirk was dealing at different times during that game, and then something would happen.
No, that's Justin Jefferson.
Is that what he said?
Van Jefferson.
For the Rams.
Oh, shit. You hit on him for Tud.
Score, yeah.
I don't have your things.
I know.
Fortunately, the Rams stink.
The Rams stink?
Yeah, Stafford threw that bad pick.
Crushed.
Oh, we thought about you actually yesterday while we were watching that game. You were so happy to see that.
I'm never happy.
That Thursday nighter should be a banger.
Yeah.
The Rams do own the Seahawks of late, though.
Tony, tell me, does this encourage you or discourage you that obviously Mike Williams has been off to a hot start?
Encouragement.
He has four touchdowns in three games?
Yeah.
Do you keep riding that train, or do you think, he's not going to keep it going? He's only scored, like, at most 10 touchdowns in a season. Come back to him a different game.
Keep it going, dude.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I had that thought with Cooper Kupp. But also, the Cardinals are much better than the Raiders.
Keep it going.
I need him. He's on my fantasy team, or else I'm screwed. I know you guys care about that, but
I do.
Did you? Oh, and I love Big Mike.
Did you recover from Patterson yesterday, Corey?
Just worried.
No, I'm going to end up losing, unfortunately.
Dude, he's fucking playing unbelievable this year.
Patterson?
Yeah.
Cordell?
Yeah, he is playing out of his skull.
Last call, Brock from Louisiana. What do you got?
How you boys doing?
How you doing, Brock?
How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, before I get to my two-finger wild card play, I'd like to apologize for what I did on this show the last time I was on to Gumpy.
What'd you do, bro?
I just picked the scab, and I watched it back, and I saw the look on his face, and he's a hero of mine. So
you're a hero, yes.
From labor to labor, calluses on our hands, I hope we could shake one day. Sorry, Gumpy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What did he do that was wrong? Carry on.
So, I got the wild card, two-finger, mm-hmm. power blast play.
Yeah, right up the middle.
So, the Yankees absolutely dog-walked the Red Sox in Fenway a couple weeks ago. Whoa. So, I'm going to go ahead and just lay the Sox money line. Because Boston loves nothing more than upsetting New York.
Hell yeah.
And so I'm going to take the Red Sox to win the wild card game in New York City.
Thank you, Brock.
I like that.
It's in Boston, but yeah, let's go.
We will break that game down tomorrow.
Big game, Nate Evaldi.
I'm pumped.
I'm fucking juiced.
Oh, you're back.
Dude.
Yeah, baseball season starts today. Right now.
Playoffs are awesome. I can't wait for tomorrow.
It's been like the playoffs for like 2 weeks with these wild card races.
Friday's the best day of all time. There's mm-hmm. four or five games, and they all start one after each other, starting at like noon. It's awesome.
The Dodgers are in the wild card game and still favorites to win the World Series.
That's absurd. All right. Can't thank you guys enough. Good luck tonight. The boys are on Chargers. Maybe I'll tweet out a pick.
Make the pick.
Come on, Tony.
Tony.
Now.
You know you got it.
Come on, Tom.
Do what's right.
Do it for Irvin.
For Irvin.
Do it for Irvin, dude.
I'll take the Chargers.
Woo! Yes!
Woo!
He made the pick.
Fuck.
He did it.
Can't thank you guys enough. Today's normally just a recap and obviously previewing Monday night. We'll have more for the following week, for the rest of the week. Can't thank you guys enough. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Guys are the best. Games are the best. We love you.
Love you.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.
See you at the window.